This series was funded by a grant from the Pulitzer Center. Harvest Public Media's look at climate change's impact on the Great Plains moves to Oklahoma today. The Chickasaw and Choctaw Nations are working with additional partners to prepare for possible drought conditions in the future. For Harvest Public Media, Lindsay Crable-Burton reports.
Southeastern Oklahoma averages at least 40 inches of rain per year, so its agricultural industry focuses primarily on livestock and timber. But an extended drought in 2011 and 2012 cost Oklahoma's farmers and ranchers more than $2 billion in losses statewide. A citizen of the Choctaw Nation, Billy Smallwood is a fifth-generation rancher and hay baler in Pushmataha County. He says that year, he made almost no hay.
You know, a hay baler doesn't like to buy hay, but we had to buy hay.
Smallwood says farmers and ranchers know they can't control the weather, but that doesn't make it easy to get through the tough times. And there wasn't much he could do about it.
Because it doesn't matter how many acres of ground you got. When the good Lord don't rain on you, it can't produce. And so you just have to make judgment that try to get the most out of what you got.
But anticipating the next drought could keep things from getting too bad. That's been the focus of a collaborative effort to create a drought mitigation plan. Kara Burst is the Undersecretary of Outreach and Services for the Chickasaw Nation's Department of Commerce.
So in Oklahoma, we're used to droughts. Our agriculture folks depend on water for their industry, and so we're kind of used to knowing that there will be impacts here in our state.
The Chickasaw Nation, Choctaw Nation, area cities, state and federal agencies, and nonprofits began developing a drought mitigation plan in 2015 for the Arbuckle-Simpson Aquifer. That's the primary source of water for about 150,000 people across southeastern Oklahoma. For some communities, it is the only potable water source. Burst says maintaining it and executing any drought plan will require everyone's participation.
We tried to reach out and get the most input that we could because we do believe that that's the best way to get an effective plan. If we just sit in the room by ourselves and, you know, put something on paper, then when we take it out to the real world, it may not actually work.
They came up with a multi-step plan based on levels of alerts. 5 specific triggers can prompt an alert for water-conserving action. The water level at Arbuckle Lake, the aquifer level at a U.S. Geological Survey monitoring well, the flow from Antelope Springs, the Blue River stream flow, and the Palmer Drought Severity Index. The number of triggers set off for any 1 month's data determines the response level. For example, if just one is tripped, then it is considered an alert. Area farmers would be asked to reduce their potable water use by 1/4.
We may say if the temperature is 100 degrees, you know, do you really need to wash your car today? Or, you know, just little things that will add up to make a huge overall impact.
If all 5 triggers are set off, ranchers would be encouraged to move their livestock to an area with more water. For other residents, alert level restrictions like the car wash ban would become mandatory in order to reduce water use by 40%. Burst says if all Chickasaw Nation citizens and employees pitch in, they can significantly reduce water use. To date, the plan has not been enacted or revised since it was formally launched in 2017. The region's precipitation totals were above average in both 2018 and 2019, and so far in January and February of this year. Still, Burst says the group is looking to put emergency alternatives in place for communities that depend on just one source for water.
We want to put in place all the measures we can now, so it's as easy as flipping a switch when and if that occurs.
Meanwhile, area ranchers and farmers, including Smallwood, are also using that additional time and moisture to bolster their own drought plans. Smallwood said the 2011-2012 drought was tough, but it taught him valuable lessons.
So when the opportunity arises, you better get your hay baled or your ground worked or whatever you're trying to do, because you never know how your seasons are going to change.
Even as they enjoy the relatively wet weather, southeastern Oklahomans remain hopeful that when the rain doesn't come, their drought plan will stave off the worst of things. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Lindsay Crable-Burton.